Hello students, this is Gauri Krishna Rajesh, PGT, Atomic Energy Central School number 3, Tarapur. You might have read in newspapers about endosulfan tragedy in Kasaragod district of Kerala. The health of more than 9,000 people, including small kids who just started their journey in the earth, were affected. This was due to a pesticide used in some cashew plantations. Such many types of tragedies have reported in many places all over the world due to usage of harmful pesticides. In this module number 6 of chapter 10, Microbes in Human Welfare, we are going to learn about the need of shifting to biological pest control measures and various biocontrol measures. Now, look at the slide number 3. You can see a pathetic picture of a child who is badly affected by the harmful pesticide endosulfan. Seeing such incidents, do you think we need to have a harmless pest control measures? Exactly. Of course we need a harmless pest control measure. In many places, the farmers don't even touch the produce in the crop field as it is sprayed with harmful chemicals. They hold those produce with gloves. Chemical pesticides also cause serious environmental pollution. It also affects the life in the water bodies as they are washed off by rain or irrigation water. Chemical pesticides also reduce soil fertility. It can destroy friendly microflora in the soil. Let us see what are the approaches of pest control measures. Conventional approach include farming practices involve use of chemical methods to kill both useful and harmful life form. When we use chemical methods, we don't think whether they are useful or harmful. Collectively, it is being used against both. Here, only economical benefits are considered. No thinking of future generations, no concern of environment, nothing. But in the second approach, that is holistic approach, the entire food web between various groups of organisms that contribute field flora and fauna are considered. Flora are the plants and the fauna are the animals of that area. In this approach, we understand the interrelationships, interactions between various organisms and importance of their existence in the earth. Considering this holistic approach, biocontrol measures are apt for long-term survival. The organic farmers hold the view that the eradication of the creatures that are often described by them as pests is not only possible but also undesirable. Why is it so? This is because there are many predators and parasites depend on these pests as food or hosts would not be able to survive. Thus, the use of biocontrol measures will greatly reduce our dependence on toxic chemicals and pesticides. When these organisms or the pests are affected, the predators and parasites which are depending on them are also affected. So, biocontrol measures will be rectifying those problems of killing other organisms which are not harmful to us. Now, look at the 7th slide. You can see a picture. One of that consists of ladybird and other one is a type of dragonfly. There are useful organisms which can use against other harmful organisms. These ladybirds and dragonfly can be used to get rid of aphids and mosquitoes because they are the natural enemies of them. When these natural enemies are used to reduce invasive species populations, we can call them as biocontrol agents. So biological control is defined as the use of living organisms to depress the population of a pest. Nowadays, this is an important component of integrated pest management or IPM. Various microbes are also used as biocontrol agents against insect pests. One of the common example is Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a microbe which secretes certain toxins which are insect specific. These microbes are available in sachet as dried spores. These dried spores are mixed with water and sprayed onto the vulnerable plants like brassicas and some fruit trees. When these bacillus sprayed on fruits are eaten by insect larvae, a toxin is released in the gut of larvae. This toxin gets activated in the pH of its gut and larvae get killed. From this example, we can see that other insects or organisms are not affected, as this bacillus is host specific and the entire food web is unaffected. Bacterial spores sprayed can survive for several years after spray applications, which can decline the population rapidly and also decline the effect of toxins. Then this pest will survive. So genetic engineering of some crops like cotton, brinjal, etc., with introduction of cry genes which produce crystal proteins toxic to insect pests are being done. Bt cotton is one such example of genetically modified organism in which genes Cry1AC and Cry2AB control cotton boll worms. So introduction of genes into plants will give a more long-term effect. Another microbes which are used against pathogens as biocontrol are Trichoderma. Trichoderma is a symbiotic fungus in roots of many plants and also can live freely in soil. They are opportunistic symbionts. Trichoderma is used to control pathogenic fungal species like Fusarium. Some viruses used as biocontrol are baculovirus that are pathogen on some insects and other arthropods. You know what are arthropods? Jointed legged animals. The majority of baculoviruses used as biocontrol agents are coming in the genus of nucleopolyhedrovirus. These viruses are strict in host specificity. So this can be used to kill only the pests and not other organisms. Since they are host specific, they don't attack mammals or birds or fish or any other insects. So these narrow spectrum biocontrol measures aim only harmful pests other than disturbing the entire food web and keep ecological balance. So go through the PPT and practice the worksheet. Thank you.